K-Rock 955, this is The Wash-Up. Thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, Tom King in the host chair. Round 9 of the GFL season yesterday, and at McDonald Reserve, South Barwon taking on Newtown and Chilwell, and there were a couple of milestones. One for Reece Woods, the South Barwon great triple premiership player, and one for the two-time Matheson medalist, and a man who'd love to be a premiership player in the GFL eventually, hopefully, maybe fingers crossed this year as they go top of the ladder. Newtown Chilwell 92 defeated the Swans 74. Matt McMahon, good enough to join us. Matt, firstly, congratulations on a wonderful career so far, but topped off with a good win over a quality opponent.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. It was a really good win by the boys yesterday. We had tough conditions with the ground being a bit of a bog, and it was one that we really had to grind out. And we played pretty good football at times, and so did they. So yeah, it was a tough game, and great to get the 4 points in the end.
27 points up at three quarter time, but they made you a little bit nervous. Got it back to 12 points when Jonty Broughton goal, but you were able to get a late one through Sammy Nichols and hold on. But were there a few nerves through time on?
I was feeling all right out there. I felt like we were still in control a fair bit of that last quarter. Even though that they did kick a couple of quick goals, I always believed that we were going to get a goal back or get two goals back and able to win the game. So no doubt they'll come at us pretty hard. But yeah, we held up pretty well in the end, and lucky enough to kick a goal with about a minute to go. And yeah, it was a nice three-goal gap in the end. So yeah, it was good.
How'd you handle the build-up? There was plenty of press this week, yourself and obviously Reece Woods playing game 200, Josh Finch with game 250 with Motowari and the Ballerine. You sort of dominated the local media throughout the week. How did you, I suppose, handle that and all the well wishes that came with it and stay focused on a game of footy?
Yeah, well, like it was a bit of a different build-up for me, but for me, I was just sort of focused about the game, and then you end up getting a fair few messages throughout the week and just getting back to people and stuff like that. It was quite challenging at times, but it was really nice to get some well wishes and some really kind words said about me. And in the end, we had before the game yesterday, we had a few people talk, and it was really nice to sit down and listen to people say some nice words about you. So it was a little bit of a different build-up, but I guess once you start playing, it's just another game.
So who spoke about you? Did they get people into the rooms to have a chat? Is it like in the team meeting?
There was actually a few speakers. So Mark Hall spoke, who's also played 204 games. And the other one, Craig Morrissey, goalie here, games record holder at the club, he spoke also. And then my dad said a few words, and then Maddie, my wife, she was in there and said a few words too. So the pre-game went for a fair bit longer than normal weeks, but it was really nice. It was a nice touch to the day.
Yep. Mate, what's happened in the last 12 months? This time last year, as you turned for home, you were 3-6, and we know you got on that winning streak that ultimately fell short of a finals berth, but gee, your record in that time, you've lost one game of footy in just over 12 months.
Yeah, I think it's probably 19 games we've lost one. So we obviously sort of found what works for us. We're just working really hard together as a group. And I think the main thing about our group is that we've just got everyone contributes every week, and there's no one that sort of stands out. There's no stars that we rely on. It's just we rely on everyone that's out there every game, and at the moment, it's working for us. And the positive about it is we've still got heaps to improve on. Marcus speaks about it every week, and every week at training, there's certain aspects of our game that we're trying to improve, and we have to improve. So that's a real positive to continue to win. But I think the main reason we're going so well is just that everyone's contributing, and we just don't rely on a couple of players, we just rely on everyone, so it's really good at the moment.
Yeah. Must be wrapped, though, to have Sammy Nichols back. We know he kicked 6 against St Albans last week, 2 yesterday, so he's finding the goals. I think he got a few in a couple of games in the twos as well on his way back into the side, so he's just going to be so handy for you in the second half of the year.
He just straightens this right up. To have him and the Troopy sort of key focal points up forward, going forward. It's sort of nice having ball in hand and having them two coming at you. So, yeah, he's throwing us right up, and it's just credit to all the rehab he did and the shape that he's got himself back into. We're always confident that he'd come in and make an impact straight away, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he put in all the hard work over the last probably 6-7 months since he's had his, the knee operation. And he's just come back in, yeah, really fine form that we were really confident that he would.
Well, Matt, well done. Congratulations. It's been a wonderful career. We've watched a lot of it and been privileged, obviously, to be on stage with you when you've won a couple of your Matheson medals as well. But I know a premiership medal would be something you'd love to have hanging around your neck. You're putting yourselves in a good position. 8.5 wins from 9 starts, top of the ladder as we turn for home in season 2019. Well done again, and congratulations. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, sir. Cheers, mate.